This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:01 here in the Bayou City. Real quick weather update. Winds pretty much across the board are anywhere from northeast 14 to 17, 14 to 20. So pretty much a lot of northeast wind this morning. A little cooler temperatures. Let's run down Port O'Connor way and check in with Captain Lynn Smith this morning. See how he's doing. Good morning, Lynn. What's going on your way?
Oh, not a whole lot. I'm sorry to hear you didn't get the big one, man.
Well, that's deer hunting, brother. When you only got a week to do it, you got to squeeze it all in there and hope for the best, you know?
You got to hit it right, yeah. You got to be there when he walks out, don't you?
You really do. I hit it right. I just didn't see the right one. But
I hear you.
Got some camp meat. Got a freezer filler, so I'm good to go.
Well, that's what it takes, yep. I guarantee you. Just being there and seeing those good deer, though, that's part of it.
That's so much fun, watching it.
Isn't it?
When that rut plays out right before your eyes and it's full-blown, it's hard to beat, man.
Man, I'm telling you. Yeah,
My neck was sore after 2 days of being, with a head on a swivel and binoculars up all the time and going, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You need eyes in the back of your head when the rut's gone, like that.
Oh, I tell you. I take my spotting scope with me. I set it up. And sitting there with a customer, it amazes me when some of these guys come down there to hunt and don't bring binoculars. I give them mine.
How can you deer hunt without binoculars?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't understand.
You know how hard it is to stick a gun out of the window and try to look at a deer with a scope?
Oh, it's, I know.
No field of view. You just got to get it right on him.
I know. I don't understand it. Though, I tell you what, I've been hunting all my life, and man, I wouldn't go to the field without binoculars.
That's like going fishing without polarized glasses.
That's right. That's exactly it.
On a sunny day.
Man, oh, man. Boy, howdy. I was down here in Port O'Connor years and years ago, and we were having a boat parade, and a buddy of mine was standing there, and we were watching all these boats go by, and I said, let me see your binoculars. I noticed he had a pair that I'd never seen, and he had me his binoculars, and man, I looked through them, and I went, oh, my goodness. I mean, good grief, these are clear, I said, man, how much do these cost? He said, don't ask. Don't ask. And they were 10x42 Leicas. And I said, oh my goodness. I mean, these are real nice. Yeah.
So when I had you to get have up a pair buying of those. Swarovskis and Leicas, you're looking at big bucks.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
big
yeah.
Big money.
Yeah. But boy, I looked around and I finally found me a pair. I've had those for years and years. Yeah. I've had those binoculars now for about probably 25 years, but man, they are nice. They are something.
Probably the best really I've seen here lately, you know, for, you know, like 1042s or 10, 1250s, price range-wise, and they're plenty adequate, you know, for deer hunting, and it's affordable, is, you know, like your Loopholes and your Vortex.
Yeah, you know, the ones yeah, that make that's
the,
right.
The Vortex scopes.
Uh-huh.
They've
yeah,
got
those are good.
Decent binoculars at a good price. It's affordable for most hunters. You know, like pros that use their binoculars every day, you know, then you got to pay the big bucks and get the Swarovskis or Leica, something like that.
Boy, yeah, I tell you what, it pays to have good optics. It really does.
It does. I mean, you can see every little detail when you're trying to, you know, look at a deer through your binoculars and age him and kind of score him somewhat, you know, as far as horns and everything else. It makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
Game changer.
Yeah, that's right. No, it makes a big difference. Yeah, I called out at the ranch at George West this week, and I asked the ranch manager, I said, have they taken any good ones this week and or last couple of weeks? Mm-hmm. He said, well, one more. They've taken one more good one, and that means they've only killed two real good deer. They're holding back, you know. They're really holding back. But he was sitting with this one guy. They were going to let him shoot a good one, and one deer came out, and he kind of wanted to shoot this one deer, and ranch manager said, no, you better wait. Wait about 5 or 10 minutes. That would be this one deer usually comes out a little later, and he said it wasn't 5 minutes that buck came out, and he said, now there's your deer, there's the one you want.
Yeah,
you know?
There's what you're looking for.
Yeah, and he said, oh my goodness, yeah, and he popped him, and that deer scored 177.
Whoa, Lord, that's a good one.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah, I'll send you the picture of that deer, but he's a good one.
That's a booner.
When one walks out like that, there's no doubt that that's the one you want, you know?
Yeah.
No doubt. But, there's some good ones out there. I guarantee you. And you know, they don't stay out there very long. They usually don't. And like we were talking about one day, I said, you know, some of those big deer like that, they don't even get in the feed pen, you know, they don't, so they don't see them on the trail camera. And, I was talking that game manager on the ranch, and he said there was one buck that they never saw this deer ever on a trail camera. And he was this one particular buck that they were looking at, in the ranch, and he was a monster. And they never saw him on a trail camera. And they hunted that deer for like a couple of years and never saw him on a trail camera. You know, that's amazing. He'd never jump in the
you know,
field.
Some of those big deer, field. Man, they're like ghosts, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And there was one that did get on a camera, but the only time you'd ever see that deer on a camera would be like 2 or 3 in the morning. That was it.
A night owl.
Oh, I'm telling you. Like you say,
lay up
ghosts.
All day and prowl all night.
Yeah, they're ghosts. You think during the rut, you know, they'd get crazy and they'd make a mistake. But that's about the only time you're going to get one of those.
Well, that's what I kept banking on, was a mistake from a big boy during the rut.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. We had this one area over there, but this field was, we were talking about this one day. This field was nothing but cactus. I mean, solid cactus, the whole field. Mm-hmm. And you'd think, man, you can't even walk through that. I mean, it's just terrible. And boy, those bucks would come out of the brush and they'd run does all across that field. And all that cactus, they were just running them back and forth, back and forth. They were jumping over that cactus like crazy. I thought, good grief, man. If we shoot a deer in that field, you can't get him out of there. There's no way. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. But, boy, those bucks were chasing those does back and forth everywhere in that cactus. Man, oh, man.
Yeah, I love that field. I get him in the brush, but one of those bucks I shot thought he was hiding in the brush, and he didn't make it. He thought he was good and secure, and I said, I see you.
Yeah, I took a picture.
Square up, turn sideways a little bit, and I'm taking you to the Belleville Meat Market, buddy.
I took a picture of one like that. He was just peeking in the brush. He was peeking at the stand.
Right.
And I thought, yeah, you think you're hiding, big boy. You're not hiding. No. Yeah, pop him right in the neck. Yeah. But, oh, boy, I tell you, I love going down there this time of the year and just seeing those deer run those does, though. Man, that's
right.
I love it. But anyway, no, I take my spotting scope with me, and I set it up in the stand and on a stick. And most of the time, I'm looking through that spotting scope because you never know when a good deer will step out. And they may not be out but a second or two.
Right.
I want to be ready. I want to look at him good, you know. And that spotting scope will get up to 60 power, so
yeah.
I can really check them out. And I saw one like that this year. That was the biggest deer I've seen on that ranch, and he didn't step out but just a little bit, and he looked down at that stand 300 yards away. And I could see his eyes get big, and he looked at that stand, and he boogied. He got out of there. He knew we were in that stand. There wasn't any doubt about it. And boy, he was a hoss, I'm here to tell you.
Man.
He was a book deer. There wasn't any doubt about him. And, boy, he turned, and he got out of there. And there was no reason for him to spook other than the fact that he saw that stand, and he didn't want to be anywhere near us. Man, he was a big deer.
Well, and that's real important, too. You know, like if you're ready to leave, but there's deer out, you got to wait for them to not see you coming out of that stand, because they don't forget that.
No, they don't.
Man, that was a human being that came out of that box up there.
That's
maybe
right.
You want to steer clear of this place. You know, a lot of little things like that matter.
I try not to leave the stand when there's deer out there.
No.
I try not to do that.
And you don't want to educate them. Only educate them with laying down that yellow brick road every hunt. They come to the deer bell. They get wise to those trucks. I see it with Blaine. He throws so much corn down in his truck. They can hear his truck coming, and they'll start coming out. They know he's fixing to lay it down for them.
Oh, yeah.
All right, speaking of laying down, let me lay down this break, and I'll be back at you, Lynn. Hang on a second.
All right.
Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, and no better processing facility anywhere in these parts than the Belleville Meat Market. First-class service, excellent quality, excellent packaging, and just take your deer in, they'll unload it for you. They do everything for you. They take it inside, and then you go to the counter and tell them how you want your deer meat, you know, how you want it made. They'll work with you the whole way, the way they do all the back strap. They cut them in steaks for you, tenderize them, package them up, and tenderloins too. They do it all, and not to mention their great sausage products. And check out their meat market next door. No better place to shop. They serve barbecue 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with bulk pricing on fresh ground beef, pecan smoked sausage, fresh sliced bacon. I mean, what a really great meat market and great place to have all your wild game processed. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 519 here in the Bayou City. All right, Lynn, we're back.
Well, as hot as it was down there, down south, you see any snakes?
Nobody ever. Well, I think Blaine killed a 3.5-footer after he dropped everybody off one morning.
Uh-huh.
And that was it. I was really surprised. You know, I kept looking for them crawling on the ground, you know, when I was hunting, but never saw one.
Yeah. Well, you never see them when you're looking for them. You know, you always run into them when you're not looking for them. You know,
yeah, and the morning I shot that one deer way back in the brush, he thought he was hiding. Blaine and I had to go in there and grab him by the horns and drag him out. And as the first morning, I didn't wear my snake boots. I go, watch me get bit. Now, what an idiot.
Oh, man.
I got a new pair, and, man, I'm totally exhausted after I get them on. Once I get my feet in them, it's, you know, very comfortable. They're even easier to get off. But I still don't have them broke in like I want yet.
Yeah.
But I got a new pair. They'll be good for unless my foot grows or shrinks. They'll be fine for the rest of my years.
There you go.
I finally retired those Justins that I'd been wearing for almost 20 years.
Well, I told you, I pulled the heel off mine, and I love those boots. I mean, you know, they just fit me so good, and I had them, I think I wore them for like 15 years, maybe, and I love them. They just fit me so good, and I was taking them off, you know, with a boot jack, and I stepped in that boot jack, and when I went to pull them off, it pulled the heel off, and I went, oh, man. And I took them to a boot repair shop in Port Lavaca. And the guy said, no, I can't fix them. And I almost cried, you know.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Well, I did see one thing, JP and Travis and, you know, the guys that work for Blaine, they were wearing different boots this year. They've been wearing Triple X the last 2 or 3 years, but they're having trouble with when they're skinning deer and everything, they get that deer blood on the top of them, and it was eating the stitching up on the, you know, where it's sewed together. And they finally had to switch out. They said, you know, if we'd have probably kept a lot of mink oil or whatever on them, it would, you know, they wouldn't have done that. But those guys are in those boots from daylight till after dark, and all the work they do and tracking deer, you know, wounded deer.
Oh, yeah.
Cleaning deer. I mean, they're the ultimate testers.
Oh, yeah.
A guy like me, you know, they'll last me forever.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, one of my buddies has got a house down here, down the street from me, and his daughter moved down here, and she bought a house on my street, a couple of doors down and across the street, and she fixed it up, and anyway, she moved down here full time, and I told her, I said, now be careful because we do have snakes down here.
Yeah,
boy, and her eyes got big. Snakes? Yeah, I said, yeah, we got rattlesnakes and coil snakes and moccasin, you name it. Well, anyway, she's been real careful. And so the other day, I was out fishing and everything. I got a text, and she sent me a picture of a snake. And she said, what kind of snake is this? And I was fishing, and I looked at that picture, and I was kind of in a hurry. I was fishing and everything, so I figured I'll answer it back in a little bit. So a few minutes later, I looked back at that picture, and I texted her back, and I said, well, that's a rat snake. And she texted me back. She said, well, it's a dead rat snake.
It's a dead rat snake now, yeah.
Yeah. And I said, well, you don't want to kill a rat snake. That's
no,
a good
that's
snake.
One of the good ones. Yeah. If you can call a snake good, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I said, you want those around your house. Yeah, because I had a friend of mine's wife used to consider every snake to be a cobra. She said, yeah. She said, every snake is a cobra as far as I'm concerned.
Man, I had a big old black racer, you know, coach whip, living around here for several years, and he disappeared. I never saw him this year. He may have...
Huh.
May have lived out his time on earth. I don't know. Unless, you know, a hawk or an owl got him.
Yeah. I went to walk up my stairs the other day, and I turned the corner to walk up my stairs, and about the fourth step up, there was a snake on my steps. And I went, oh, boy, I stopped. And, boy, he looked at me, and I looked at him. He was about a three-footer, you know. And, boy, his old tongue was coming out, you know. And it was a ribbon snake. And, boy, I stomped my foot on the staircase. Boy, he took off. Yeah. But
That big old garter snake, that ribbon snake, remember I sent that picture to you?
Uh-huh.
That's probably the biggest one I've ever seen. And
man.
There's another one almost his size. I got two of them now living around here.
Hmm. You know, I had a pretty good one like that, pretty good size one like that. Got in my boat one day and swam over and climbed up in my boat and was coiled up right there at the motor. And I was in the boat putting fish in my cooler. I was sitting down in the back there putting fish in the cooler. And one of my customers said, look at that snake. And I jumped straight up, man. I jumped straight up in there. And, because I was thinking about old Charlie, you know, Paradosky, about right. That rattlesnake that got in his boat.
Boy, how about that surprise he had that morning when he's letting his boat down out of the lift. Got a big old rattle around the console. Wow.
Ooh, uh-huh. And so I said, oh, man. I told him about that, Charlie and that rattlesnake. And I said, man. I said, ever since that happened, when I'm waiting, when I go back to my boat, before I climb in that boat, I'm looking. Because that customer said, oh, it's just a ribbon snake. And I said, yeah, but they can get in your boat. So that guy reached over and grabbed that snake, and he threw it out of the boat. That snake turned around and swam back to the boat and got back in the boat.
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well,
too many redfish in these waters.
Oh, yeah. I had three guys in the boat one day. We were drifting in the lagoon, And you know the lagoon, how boggy it is. You can't wade it. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Don't even think about it. And so we were, the wind was blowing right out of the east, and so it's perfect for just drifting the lagoon and throwing topwaters in there. So we were drifting down the lagoon and catching redfish. And I looked up and I said, hey, guys, I said, look at this rattlesnake coming right at us. And he was swimming right down the middle of the lagoon coming to us, about a 3 or 4 footer. And he swam right up to the boat. I took a rod and I just flipped him away from the boat. And he turned around, he'd come back. He swam right up to the boat, and I'd flip him away again. I had to flip him away 4 times before I finally convinced him he didn't want to be on that boat. He finally swam off.
And I said, hey, bud, after that second time, I said, reach under that seat and pull that snake charmer out of there for me.
Well, I didn't have one.
Here
I didn't have
the judge.
Yeah, I didn't have it with me. Yeah,
I was riding with Blaine in his truck, and I go, man, where'd you get this pistol? He said, oh, man, that's a judge. He's he used to shoot him with a 40 Glock, and now he's got a judge with a 410 shell in there, and it's lethal on those rattlesnakes.
One day, I'll never forget this. It's funny. I was going to the bank here in Port O'Connor, and I whipped up into the drive-in deal. Well, it was a little early. They weren't open yet. And I whipped up into the drive-in. Well, two of the girls that work in the bank were outside working on one of the drive-in deals. And I whipped up there. And one of the girls that were working in the bank, her granddaughter had been bitten by a rattlesnake about a month prior to this. About a month prior. Well, anyway, they were out there working on the drive-in. And I pulled up, and just before I got to the window, I looked down, and there was a copperhead, and he was right up on a curb just where the grass was, and he was just fixing to get up to where the grass was. Yeah. And I stopped, and I'm looking at this copperhead, and I looked over at those girls, and they didn't see him, and they're over there working on that deal. And I carried a .22 pistol with rat shot in my console. And I thought, should I do this? I'm at the bank, you know.
Yeah. And, pull out a gun in the bank. You're braver than I am.
Yeah. So I thought, well, this is Port O'Connor. So I said, okay.
Well,
so
it is.
I pulled that pistol out, and I, pow, boy, I shot him. I shot him twice. And then I looked over at those girls, and their eyes were big as saucers, you know.
And
I rolled my window down. I remember went down and said, y'all didn't see this copperhead over here? And they went, no. And so the gal that her granddaughter had been bit by a rattlesnake, she started walking over toward me real slow. And I said, hey, I said, he can still bite you. So don't try to pick him up. Okay. And she said, okay. I said, he can still get you. And but that was so funny, boy. Their eyes got real big when they heard those two shots. They thought the bank was getting robbed.
Oh, man.
That was unreal. Yeah.
All right, Lynn, hang on. Let me do another break.
All right, man.
All right. Well, Boyd's One Stop, they're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, and they're located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have all their different size bottles on display, along with regulators, diffusers, and all that. They even refill right there at the store. If you need more info, just call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. While you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf shrimp, no farm-raised at Boyd's. And if you're looking for the 9, 12, 16, 18 count, they always have them in stock with good pricing, good availability. And check out their Cajun Grill next door and their Santa Fe location also. They turn out some really good seafood at great prices. You just can't beat it. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 5:35. All right, Lynn, we are back, my friend.
Oh, yes, sir. We lost an outdoor artist. Well, he made fish out of driftwood and did a real good job. But anyway, he passed away this week here in Port O'Connor. Dale Bunning. I don't know if you knew Dale Bunning.
No, I didn't know him. I knew of him, though.
We called him Dale Bob. Everybody called him Dale Bob.
Dale Bob?
Old Dale Bob. Yeah. Anyway, he passed away this week, and I thought I'd let everybody know. Crazy guy. I've known him for years and years. But anyway, he passed away.
That's a shame.
I know. But anyway, hate to hear it.
Hell, Lynn, we're to age. They're all dropping like flies around us, bud.
Oh, tell me. Yeah, I know. It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Just good to make another day.
Yeah, it is. It is, man. It is that. But anyway, yeah, just make another cast, man. make another cast. One more cast. one more cast.
Hope it isn't labeled one last cast. No fisherman ever wants to do that, the last cast.
No. Yeah, a friend of mine said that's what he wants. That's the way he wanted to go out, is just to make that last cast. And just as he makes that cast, he'll just kind of roll and just slowly fall off the boat. Yeah. I tell you what, old John Barnes, I think he went out the best way, man, here in Port O'Connor. John, they were out wade fishing, he and his wife and boy, and John had two redfish on his stringer, and he had another one on, and he hauled his wife Betty, and she had a backlash, And she looked up, and he waved at her. He said, come on over here. Come on over here, boy. He was all bowed up. And she said, okay, okay. And she was getting her backlash out. And she got her backlash out, and she looked up. She didn't see him. And she waded over to where he was. He was face down in the water.
Oh, Lord.
Had a heart attack and died. And so he died with a redfish on and two on his stringer. and his son, Jimbo. Jimbo has that redfish mounted in his house that his dad had on his line.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah.
That is cool.
Well, anytime somebody can pass while they're doing what they love, that's the way to go out, man.
Isn't it? I'm telling you. Not many people get to do that, I guarantee you. But, that's the way to do it. But anyway, that was a heck of a way to go. Yeah, I guarantee you. I tell people, I say, yeah, I wanted to find me on the shoreline. And when I've been waiting, they'll find me on the edge of the shoreline. And when they pull my stringer in, there'll be a new state record trout on it. And somebody said, well, you wouldn't know it was a state record. I said, trust me, I'd know. I know. I would know. Yeah, buddy. God. Yeah, buddy. You know, buddy of mine, he, the year that Wallace caught that state record, buddy of mine caught one that he hooked this. He was down in Mansfield, and two of my buddies were, and they were drifting down there by the game warden cabin. And anyway, he hooked this fish and thought it was a red, and he tightened down on his drag, and they were on an 18 shallow sport and a no size. And he said he tightened down his drag, and he told his buddy, he said, just keep fishing. I'll take care of this. It's a red. And he was throwing a red and white shad tail. And he said he got up close to the boat, and he saw it was a big trout.
Uh-oh.
And he said, oh, my gosh. The boy backed off on his drag real fast, you know. And anyway, he got up to the boat. And his buddy netted that fish. And when his buddy netted the fish and laid it on the deck of that 18 shallow sport, he said he dropped his rod and dove on that fish like a linebacker, man. he said he pinned it to the deck.
He didn't want that to the deck. Fish swimming off the deck of that boat, man.
And that trout weighed 12.8.
Oh, my gosh.
12.8. And that was the year Wallace caught that state record. And he said the first thing that went through my mind was the Star tournament. And it was a week before the Star.
Oh, Lord.
A week before the Star started. Yeah.
Yeah, there was... there's another 12 during that same year in 96. You know, Cliff had a guy catch a high 12. Ed Steadman caught a high 12. Wallace caught that 13-something. It was state record. And I mean, man, that was just a banner year. And look how quick those fish recovered after 89 and 90 freezes. You know, in 6 years, it was just, I guess it was 96. Goodness, yeah. I keep wanting to say 94, but I think it was 96.
Yeah.
Man, there's a lot of water under the bridge, man. It's hard to remember back that far.
Man, I was over at All-Star Rods, and I was in the office there with Crawford, and I was talking to Crawford and shooting a bow with him, and I was right. Fixing to leave, and he said, you in a hurry? I said, no. He said, well, hang around. He said, Wallace is coming by with pictures of his trout.
That's worth waiting for.
Yeah, and I said, I think I'll hang around. So anyway, he walked in with the pictures of that trout. And, oh, my gosh. And we sat there and talked about him catching that trout. Man, oh, man, what a fish, you know.
Yeah, that was a heck of a trip, man. I mean, those guys went quite a few days without even getting bit. And then that just one magical day, you know, they were down there for the week. You know, him and Sellers and Ed Steadman. And I remember when, as soon as Ed got back to town, he went straight to the, you know, used to, you had to have your film developed, and he got it developed at a one-hour photo, I guess, or something. And, boy, I remember seeing those fresh pictures. Oh, Lord.
Oh,
What man. A haul. What a Wasn't that something? Big trout, man.
Oh, I remember. I remember seeing a picture down at Market 37 of a huge trout from way back there. There was a monster trout that somebody had brought in.
What, the one that was like 40 inches long or something?
Yeah. You remember seeing that?
That's a beast.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know.
Unbelievable.
I'm trying to remember. Well, I'd be lying if I said, but I think somebody was saying it was 16 or 17 pounds or something.
Oh, I
Pretty
believe
bizarre.
It. Yeah. I believe
you've heard Cliff talk about that one that they froze in a block of ice. And
I didn't hear about that one.
Like that, you know, where everybody could see it and it wouldn't ruin, and it was pretty awesome.
Oh,
I got
goodness.
A text from a listener, Gentle Ben. He said he has several of Dale's pieces in his house, and said, "Tell Lynn, thanks for the news."
He's got several
Several pieces of Dale's art. You know those driftwood fish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know a lot of people that do.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. He did a real good job, and I mean, he went over to a friend of mine's house and just looked at his house, looked at the big room, you know, the living room, mm-hmm. and then said, "Okay, you need this and that," and he pretty much designed the room, you know, and put several pieces of his art in that house, and it looks fantastic.
Does it?
Yeah. Dale was a good artist, you know. He just carved these fish, and it was kind of like I don't want to say psychedelic, but it was kind of different, but he carved them out of driftwood, and they're really neat. And I hate to see him go. I really do.
Yeah.
But he had some health issues, and he'd had some surgery done on his hips or legs or something.
Right.
But anyway, hate to see him go. Dale was a heck of a guy.
Man. That's unfortunate. Yeah. We're all guaranteed that in life. You know, there's life and then there's death. We're all headed there. Just...
Oh,
don't know when. Don't know when.
I tell you.
How's the flounder fishing in your area? You heard any flounder reports, or you know?
Yeah, I've talked to a couple of buddies of mine that have done well. You know, they've done good. You know, fishing these little guts and stuff.
Right.
I love doing that. And I target them. You know, I'll target these little guts and stuff. And people ask me, they go, "Well, what do you throw?" You know, I said, "Man, anything white." You know,
right.
Anything white. Boy, those flounder eat it up.
White's a good color there.
Boy, it is, man.
For flounder,
yeah. You can throw a little grub, a little curly tail grub, or something like that. Oh, they can't turn that down. They just can't do it, man. Oh, man, they'll eat it up. Bounce it on the bottom along these ledges. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they'll eat that up. Yeah, one buddy of mine, he goes in the boat stall and just kind of goes around the boat stall there and works around there, just kind of diving along, you know, with his rod.
Right.
He showed me a real nice flounder he picked up a few days ago in the boat stall where he hangs the boat. He said, "Oh, yeah." He said, "I caught this one and had a couple others on." So,
you know,
when
we were young out here on Trinity Bay in the fall, that's what we'd do. We'd use soft plastics and we'd drag them. Back then, I mean, about all you had was like a boon. You know, remember the old boon shrimp tails? Then you had kind of a grub type bait. We didn't have all this good stuff like we got now, but around all the pier pilings on the shoreline I grew up on, you know, with all the wind the side gets and then the current and everything, there's around every piling, there's a deep hole, you know, walled out around it. And you just flip up there and drag that tail off in one of those holes, and there was a flounder in every pier piling like that. and we'd catch four or five apiece and then take them home. I mean, we could have probably just massacred them, you know, but we wanted to save some for the next day.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, I was over at Ron Elkins' house one day. We're sitting around shooting a bull at his house, and I looked down, and there was a triple tail just kind of nosing around one of his pylons right there. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, yeah. He said, that triple tail just hangs out right here. So I see him all the time. I said, oh, my goodness, I'd be after him, you know. Oh, yeah.
Well.
Man. But they come in those boat stalls, too. People don't realize that. But they hang around those boat stalls. I've seen some pretty good ones in those stalls.
Really?
Yeah.
Covered boat stalls.
Yeah.
Maybe they like the shade.
Sir. Yeah. We had a bunch of kids that we were doing a charity deal for a little orphanage, and we had a bunch of kids down here one time, our guys association, and we took them over to the Coast Guard station here.
Right.
And the weather was bad, and we fished them in the Coast Guard station, and we caught a bunch of fish right there, and because it protected and everything, and we fished around there. And there again, we caught flounder and trout and everything right there in the station, you know. And
what is it about Coast Guard stations? One in Galveston, everybody fishes around it. They do really good on flounder and big trout. Man, in the summertime, they catch some big trout around there.
I'll be darned. Yeah. Well, they're all wallered out from those cutters and everything, you know, running their motors.
Probably so.
Oh, yeah. So we did good that day for those kids. Those kids had a blast. Yeah, they had a lot of fun, and it was great. We had a deal where there was a guy that had he owned a rental company, and they rented out a lot of just all kinds of stuff like video recorders and all kinds of things, and they donated all this stuff for the kids. And they gave them all kinds of radios, and it was a great, great deal that we did for those kids. And they were just beside themselves, you know. They got to catch fish, and then got presents and all that. And it was right before Christmas, so they just went crazy. They had a lot of fun. Yeah, those kids had a blast, and we haven't done that in years, but we don't have the Guides Association anymore either, and they do in Corpus, but we don't down here. We haven't had the association in years.
What was it called? The Coastal Bends Guide Association or something back then?
Mid-Coast.
Okay, yeah. I got you.
Mid-Coast Guides.
And it's, hey, Charlie, this listener sent me a picture of that trout we were talking about.
Yeah.
It was caught by a guy named Hoot Perkins in 1950. Hoot.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a hoot, ain't it? And
that is. Was it 40 inches?
It was 40 and a half inches, 16 pounds, man. 4 ounces, gutted. It was gutted and still weighed 16.4.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a toad. That old World War II rod and reel he was fishing with. Big old wooden handle on it and everything. Oh, boy.
Now, man,
classic.
Can you imagine bringing that
one
to the dock?
Got a sig in his left hand, holding his rod and holding that big trout up. That's classic, man. Lone Star.
I'm telling you.
It's a Lone Star beer cooler in the background on the dock. That's Texas, baby.
Man. Well, they're out there. Those fish are out there. I saw one in the surf. I guarantee you.
I remember you telling me
big.
A story about a giant you saw in the surf one time.
He might have been that big. I guarantee you, Mickey. I mean, the spots on that fish look like dimes. I mean, my goodness. That fish swam by me probably 10 feet from me. And, oh, my goodness, that was a huge trout.
He had eyeballs huge. Like Marty Feldman.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, what a trout. You know, you never forget fish like that.
You never
forget them. Yeah. I can see it like it was today, man.
Well, I remember some of those behemoths, those gill netters would catch in the winter here in Trinity Bay.
Oh,
their nets. I mean, just You wouldn't even dream of hooking a fish like that, and they've got boxes of them.
No, and they didn't think anything of it, you know. No, it was gill nests.
All they were thinking about was dollar signs.
That's right. That's exactly
bigger
right.
The fish, the more weight they got total.
Yeah.
They'd just take them to market. Pick up truckloads of them.
Man,
and they'd fill a bed of a pickup truck up with them and ice them down with a tarp over them and take them to market.
Oh, my goodness.
Giant ones.
Man, oh, man. How many state records were in the back of that truck?
Yeah, how many state records got filleted and eaten, you know, by commercial guys?
That's right.
Give me a good old pencil to eat any day. I don't like them old oily, fishy-tasting big ones.
Oh, gosh.
We still kept them. You know, when we catch those big trout, you know how big and thick that fillet would be off of the side? What I'd do after I filleted it off, then I would fillet the fillet. Go ahead and fillet it in half all the way down. And then...
Oh, my goodness.
Then you got the right thickness, you know? Some of those trout were just so big, they were too thick. Like cooking tuna steaks.
Man, oh, man. Yeah, well, those were the days, buddy. Those were the days.
Just got a text. And somebody said, that's why we don't have big trout anymore. You guys killed all of them. And trout only live 7 to 9 years. I mean, since then, we've been through 4 or 5 cycles of fish.
God,
and if we didn't kill them, the freeze was. Boy, we had some freezes over the years and just wiped them smooth out. That's just...
Oh, man.
That's the life cycle.
I sent you that picture of those big trout on the bow of that boat in Pringle Lake.
Right, I remember that after that freeze. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that. I can still remember.
Oh, my goodness, man. I mean, there's some big trout on the bow of that boat. You know, you don't know they're there, but they're there every year.
Until you see something like that and you go, man, I've been fishing all through here. I can't even hook one of those.
Yeah, the biggest trout I've ever hooked in Port O'Connor, I hooked in that lake, and I lost that fish. She came up 3 different times, shaking her head, big old bucket mouth on her,
and
I hooked her on a corky, and she just took off and straightened the hook on that corky. Now let me tell you something; those are VMC hooks, you know, and they're tough. And she straightened the hook on that corky
in a heartbeat. All right, man, we're out of time. I keep rolling on this. We're starting to talk about all these big trout, man. That's every time I start talking big trout, I can't help but think, you know, all my buddies, you know, Plog and Friar Mood and good old Mike Williams, man. He'd bend your ear on big trout stories, too. What a deal.
Oh, God,
don't miss him, too, man. All right, Lynn, somebody wants to give you a call. Give them a number so they can reach you, bud.
Yes, sir. They can get me at 361-935-6833.
You got it. Lynn, always a pleasure. You have a good Sunday and Happy New Year. I'll talk to you next week, brother.
Yes, sir. You have a good one, Mick.
All right. Later, man. All right. It's time for our top of the hour break, national anthem, all that good stuff. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.